tradition of being a really good football team, a really tough team.
But they're 1-3.
A lot of big, but they still have the speed. They still have the size. Milano's problem so far to date has been kind of starting slow. Even in the games where they've won big, they didn't come right out of the gates. You know, Normandy got quick up on them. Iola jumped out on them. And so, you know, this is a game where Milano's got to get in and just immediately punch Chilton right in the face and be ready to go. They cannot let, because once you let Chilton get into the game, they've got, those kids know how to win over there. So it is, it's going to be a tough game. I think Milano comes out. I think they have more athletes this year than what Chilton does, but
right,
that's why they play the game.
Is this one close?
I think it is, yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
Marlin and Florence. Florence is at Marlin tonight in the district opener for both of those teams out of 13-2A Division One, and let's see, we're kind of split. We're split on this pick. Let's see. Bill and Rob have Florence picked, and Dallas and Brett are going with the Marlin Bulldogs. Is that just because they're at home?
No.
What's,
that's part of it.
That's just part of it?
I think they have more speed.
More speed.
I look, we looking at last year, what the way Marlin played, they were terrible in the pre-district games.
Uh-huh.
They did the same thing this year, laid an egg, and then they got into district play and practically ran a table and made second place in the district. So I like
okay
to do the same this year.
I see where your head is, but this is a totally different year. Brand new coach in Marlin. I got the Buffaloes picked in this one, even on the road. These two teams, over the last couple of years since they were put together in the realignment before this last one, boy, this game gets nasty between Florence and Marlin, and I think Marlin's down. I think Florence wins this game. Wouldn't have said that until I saw what they did against Thorndale last week. And Thorndale is not last week, but the week before. And, of course, Thorndale, a 1A school, obviously there's a difference. But I think they've got what it takes this year to knock off Marlin. And they do it in Marlin tonight. All right, McGregor at hosting Academy this week. Everybody's got the Bulldogs and McGregor picked in this one across the board as we go through this. Anybody lean towards Academy, especially considering the last couple of years, the way Academy has given McGregor a tough time?
I did, but then I thought about it, and McGregor at home, they're still undefeated. I think they have a full head of steam and come in and beat Academy by 10.
All right. A great move is they move Marcus Irons from the backfield out to receiver, and that's made a big difference offensively for them. And then you've got, their defense has been playing really well also. All right, Laga Vista at Troy. And, again, we talked about this earlier being probably the game of the week out of 13-2A Division One. Both teams are 2-1, and this is going to be a big fight. But everybody's picking Laga Vista to win this one. Is it close, Brett?
I think so.
This one's close? All right, Dallas?
Yeah, I think it's going to be real close. Two similar offenses. I think it's going to be a bunch of running.
All right. Laga Vista has played a really good non-district schedule. And, you know, I'd probably, as for Troy's non-district, probably have to give them a C on their strength of schedule. Bill, is this game close?
No. Laga Vista wins big.
Well, a big?
Big.
All right.
By like two or three touchdowns.
Nice.
Yeah.
And then Yeoman hosting Salado. Salado's off to a rough start, 0-3. Yeoman are 3-0, ranked number 2 in Class 2A. Everybody's got the Yeoman in this one tonight. All right, we're going to wrap things up. We did our food game, right? That's the Buckholz homecoming.
Yeah, we did our food game, Buckholz homecoming.
All right.
Yep. Tomorrow.
Good stuff.
Tomorrow.
Football is next. The countdown to kickoff. Done.
This has been the Sioux Falls Prater Equipment Company Countdown to Kickoff. Tonight's countdown was also sponsored by Buckholz State Bank with branches in Buckholz, Cameron, and Rogers, People's Finance, the Scott & White Cameron Clinic, Denman Overhead Door Company in Rockdale, by C&W Auto Repair, Milam County Livestock Auction, Cameron Tire Store, by Texas Land Bank, Rattler's Convenience Stores, Lone Star Structures, Denio's Furniture, Flooring and Fireplaces, SPJST Insurance, by Mahawka AC and Heating, Milam Auto, your CarQuest store, by Connie Tyndall, your Falls County Farm Bureau Insurance Agent, Sunny Food Mart in Cameron, Budget Host Inn and Suites, Capolino Dodd and Krebs. Smile at the World Orthodontics in Temple and Killeen. By the Bling Box and Gypsy Glow Tanning. Anderley Lumber Company. Ebco Development in Cameron. Standards Home Health and Hospice. And by Stanley Lynn Chrysler Dodge Jeep in Cameron. The Sioux Falls Prater Countdown to Kickoff. Another KMIL Sports production.
And now, ladies and gentlemen, let's get ready to rumble! And he caught it with one hand in the end zone. Touchdown, Yeoman!
Finds the seam, dives across. Touchdown, Yeoman!
Cameron Yeoman Football is on the air, live on the ranch. Fighting Yeoman Football is brought to you by Citizens National Bank. Cameron Tire Store, Rattler's Convenience Stores, by Cameron Nursing Center, Texas Land Bank, by Cox AC and Heating, Denio's Furniture, Flooring and Fireplaces, by Little River Materials, Milam Auto Supply, your CarQuest Parts Store, Mark Burns Label Funeral Home, by Melanie Sheffield, your Edward Jones representative, Budget Host Inn and Suites, Capolino Dodd and Krebs, by Smile at the World Orthodontics, Buckhold State Bank, Cameron Branch, The Bling Box and Gypsy Glow Tanning, by Anderley Lumber Company, Ebco Development, Standards Home Health and Hospice, Stanley Lynn Autoplex, your Chrysler Dodge Jeep dealer, and by Sioux Falls Prater Equipment Company, your Central Texas John Deere dealer. Now, it's football time.
Tonight, it's the District 13-2A Division I kickoff for the second-ranked Cameron Yeoman, who begin the chase for their third straight district title as they welcome Salado to town at Yost Stadium. Good evening, Rob Reed, along with Coach Ed Colley and Joe Smitherman. We continue our coverage of Cameron Yeoman football here on the ranch tonight after an off week last week. And tonight on the pregame show, we'll hear from Coach Rick Rhodes on several fronts, and we'll take a look at the rest of the district schedule and break down what to watch for tonight as we kick off the district season. Yeoman come in ranked number 2 in the state in 2A behind Refurio. Salado, meanwhile, having a tough start to the year at 0-3. They've lost to Rockdale Arena and China Spring, of course, all 3A teams. We'll get you ready for football here in just a moment. Pre-game show continues in 60 seconds from Yost Stadium.
With more than 100 years of serving Central Texas, Buckholz State Bank is all about you, the customer. Banking with a personal touch, that's what Buckholz Bank does best. At Buckholz State Bank, you're not just a number. Discover the difference. Stop in at any of their 3 locations and visit with a personal banker about becoming a valued customer. Because we care. Buckholz State Bank in Buckholz, Cameron Branch, Buckholz State Bank, and Rogers Bank. Member FDIC.
Well, it's that time of the year again. Time to leave your air-conditioned workplace, drive home in your air-conditioned car, and relax in your air-conditioned home. Although if you're not too sure about that last part, it's obviously time to call Cox's Heating and AC and make an appointment to talk about a new Linux home comfort system. A Linux system is built for efficiency and savings. And best of all, Cox's Heating and AC is offering a rebate up to $1,375 on a qualifying Linux home comfort system when you purchase by June 15th. Just call 254-697-4252 today. Linux, innovation never felt so good.
Cameron Yeoman football coverage continues here on the ranch. It is the district opener tonight at Yost Stadium as the Yeoman hosts Salado. Elsewhere in the district, 2 other big games, Lago Vista at Troy, and Academy goes to McGregor, and we'll talk about those a little bit later. The other matchup in the opener tonight, Florence goes to Marlin, and we'll keep you updated on the ranch with those scores tonight as well. And after football, of course, we'll have Central Texas scores on the Stanley Lynn Autoplex Friday night finals. And tonight, if you go by the non-district matchups, 2 teams that are going in totally different directions, and Coach Yeoman were in that boat a year ago that had dropped the 4 non-district games, and they were in a little bit of a different situation in 3 of those 4 games a year ago. Those were games that could have gone real easy the other way, and the Yeoman could have definitely been 3-1, but you put all that behind you when the district season starts over. You got a clean slate and go to work. The Yeoman, obviously, in a totally different situation than they were a year ago, 3-0 and ranked number 2 in the state. A little different boat, but still the same philosophy, got a brand new start tonight.
Oh, that's true, and you have to think about if you're the Salado Eagles, you also you're saying forget those three ball games that we've played before, and this is a new season. Let's get on with it. But the difference is, I think that last year the Cameron Yeoman had a sophomore quarterback who was just starting to get a feel of playing varsity ball. And each ball game he got just a little better and a little better. And by the time we got ready for district, you could see the improvement that the whole squad was making. I don't know about Salado. They're 0-3. I haven't heard that much. I know they've got a very porous defense. They've given up a lot of yardage. So unless they have a real tradition like the Cameron Yeoman, it might be a little harder for them to come out and say, all right, this is a new season.
Yeah. Offensively, Salado will run the spread. So they look a lot like the Yeoman this morning on his radio show. Coach Rick Rhodes gave us a scouting report on the offensive attack from Salado.
Well, I tell you, you know, without a doubt, their playmaker is their quarterback, number 10, Simmons. He's a really good football player. He runs the ball a whole lot. You know, they run a spread offense, but he runs the ball an awful lot of times out of that spread. Very tough runner, very quick. You know, I mean, he's a good football player. So we're going to have to do a good job of stopping him. And you know, besides him being in the backfield, their running back, number 2, Creasy, is a very good running back. So those are their playmakers. Up front, you know, they've got a big offensive line. It's led by number 64, Golding, and then number 51 Moore, and number 52 are also on the line for them. Very, very good. So they've got a very, you know, it's going to be a test for our defense, a very good test. At receivers, they've got number 8, Mann, who's very, very good, has very good hands, and then another wide receiver, number 7, Little, who also comes in and plays a little quarterback for them.
Coach Rhodes this morning, you know, my next question was, okay, they run the spread. A lot of people do different things out of the spread. Are they going to be a team that moves the ball down the field? And any liking, you know, the two offenses are a lot the same, Salado and Cameron both running the spread offense, but he said they're two different dogs. I mean, they're two different breeds of dog. You know, what they're going to do is they're going to spread you out and try to run with the quarterback, Simmons.
Well, and as I was looking at the size of their offensive linemen, the thing you want to do against Cameron, and it's been true for 2 or 3 years, is if you can control the football and keep that offense on the sideline, you're going to have a much better chance of winning that game than you are letting them go back out there with that ball and throw it around the lot on you. So looking at the size of their offensive line, he may be exactly right. I think looking at the stats, he in his scouting report had them running 67%. And you know, well, that's probably what they're going to try to do tonight is spread us out all over the field. And if we don't match up, they'll throw the ball, but they're going to try to maintain possession of the ball. And our defense is very good, has been very good for the last 2 weeks. And a lot of that is because we're fast and quick. Now, if they just line up and run right straight at us, that's going to be an interesting test tonight also.
Well, the last team that tried to run the ball against the Yeoman ran for 8 yards net.
That's true.
Defensively, Salado's lined up in a couple of different formations on that side of the ball. Again, from his radio show, Coach Rhodes talked about the Eagle defense.
One of the things that concerns me going into the game, Rob, is really knowing, you know, what they're going to do defensively. In their first two ball games against Rockdale and against Lorena, they were in a 3-4 front, you know, with a cover 2, you know, behind it. And then against in China Springs, you know, they went to a 4-man front with two inside backers, what we call a 4-2, and played cover 2 behind it and played some man free behind it. You know, and my concern, you know, they've had 2 weeks off, and I don't know what we're going to see tonight. I you know, we've prepared for a lot of different things, but it's just I'm anxious to see what defense they come out in. You know, they do have some playmakers on defense, absolutely. You know, on their defensive line, you know, is led by number 64, Billy Golding. He's a strong, athletic player that gets to the ball very well. They have 2 good ends, and number 3, Tanner Truelove, and number 66, Case Haybinger. Their linebackers are very aggressive and run to the ball very good. That's led by number 54, Sam Barrett. And then their secondary, you know, they've got a lot of kids that go both ways, but number 7, who I mentioned as Davis Little as a receiver, you know, is also a very good safety for him. And number 8, Marshall Mann, is also a good cover guy for him in the secondary.
Well, when you look at what their defense has done, opponents have averaged over 500 yards of offense against them, and it started with that season opener against Rockdale. The Tigers ran for a ton of yardage in that ball game, and then it got even worse the next week when they took on Lorena. I think Lorena ran for well over 600 yards of offense, totally on the ground in that game, and then against China Spring 2 weeks ago. But you know that you look at that and you hear this phrase a lot. This football team's trying to find themselves, and I think we saw the Yeomen find themselves offensively back about halftime of the Lexington game. And Coach Rhodes alluded to it in his postgame interview that night. Coach, he said, you know, we stopped trying to do the fancy stuff, and we went back to the bread and butter, and that's that zone read option. And I tell you what, you couple that, and that's what the Yeomen have done the best offensively in their first 3 ball games. And then you look at what Salado has done, giving up those rushing yards, and it could be a feast tonight for the Yo offense running the football.
Well, it could be. You know, when I first heard about their statistics, and I didn't know how many yards they were giving up, but I knew they were getting beat a lot, I got to thinking, well, maybe it's because the offense is turning the ball over and giving it to the other team, and they, you know, they're not having to drive very far. But when you're racking up 400, 500, 600 yards of offense against their defense, there's a lot of shoring up to do there. And like I think he mentioned, that they have a lot of guys going both ways, and the second half may be wearing them down. It'll be interesting tonight because the Cameron Yeomen have had a week off, and they're going to come out and be a little, well, I'm anticipating them being a little stagnant to start with, a little off here and there for a series or two, and then they're going to get going. But I think there's too much offense on the Cameron side for Salado tonight.
All right, we'll take a break here. When we come back, we'll talk about the rest of the district schedule tonight. Is Ready or Not, 13-2A Division I gets underway. Cameron hosting Salado. Academy goes to McGregor. Lago Vista is at Troy, and Florence is at Marlin tonight. Come on back. We'll have more on our pregame show in 60 seconds.
Determination, teamwork, and commitment. Those are some of the ingredients it takes to succeed in the classroom and in the game. Little River Materials is proud to stand behind our students that make the sacrifice to be the best they can be. Whether it's academics, athletics, band, or FFA, Little River Materials salutes you and the hard work you put into being a Yeoman.
Federal tax-free municipal bonds, corporate bonds, government bonds, what's right for you? Some bonds offer relatively attractive yields, while other bonds offer income that can be federal income and often state and local tax-free. If you'd like more information about all types of bonds, see me, Melanie Sheffield, your local Edward Jones investment representative at 315 South Houston here in Cameron. Member SIPC.
Welcome back to our pregame coverage here on the ranch as Cameron and Salado prepare to kick off in district play tonight. Earlier, we talked about how different the mindset is. A year ago, the Yeoman 0-4 in non-district turned it around, winning their next 6, go on to win their second straight district title. And earlier on our countdown to kickoff show tonight, had a chance to sit down and talk to Coach Rick Rhodes about how different the mindset is now.
A year ago, as you open district play, you're 0-4 and flip the coin this year, and you're 3-0. Apart from at home, I know it's probably a whole lot easier to deal with you at home right now. But what's the difference in the mindset? And you know, obviously these games, the non-district record doesn't have any bearing on getting into the playoffs. But what's the mindset different like?
Well, I think last year, you know, the obstacle that we faced going into the open week is we had to keep the confidence level of our kids up. We felt as a coaching staff that we had a good football team.
Right.
We had played 4 good people and you know, a play here or there in some of those ball games, and we could have been 3-1, you know, going into district instead of 0-4. So I think that the big part of it was, you know, just keeping the confidence of our kids. and helping them understand that, you know, yeah, it's been tough in the non-district, but, you know, we're about to go into district, and we're a good football team. You know, this year, obviously, I think this group understands that they're a good football team. And you know, but at the same time, we're probably going into a tougher district. Without a doubt, we're going into a tougher district. You know, with the people that we brought in, you know, we lost Hearn, which, you know, was last and next to last in our district realignment, and traded them for a team that had been to the quarterfinals and to the semifinals. You know, and bringing in Salado, who's just dropping down from 3A. So we didn't, you know, I've said all along, we didn't come out real good in that trade.
Well, you hear Coach Rhodes talking about that. And, you know, a year ago, too, Coach, you look at that game and you can remember how hungry the Yeomen came out to open that district play after they had started with the 0-4 season. And so you deal with a little bit different situation tonight. You're 3-0, and you had the week off. And like you said, you might expect things to be a little rusty offensively early. And that's kind of been the M.O. on this football team. This season is a slow start offensively, but the defense has played well and kind of set the tone. You look for that same kind of start tonight.
Well, I think so. I just don't know how to measure Salado, but knowing how we have started off, I anticipate us struggling a little bit early to get going. But the thing about it is, you know, the difference is this is the first time we've ever played Salado. We've read about them. But the Cameron Yeoman coming in 0-4 with the expectations in this community and in this school of the team, it wasn't difficult to get them ready for district last year.
All right.
I mean, they were gnawing at the bit and ready to go. I think now that they have experienced the idea that they've been number two, everybody's going to take their best shot at you and understand that they've got a shot to go somewhere in the playoffs. I think they'll be ready to play tonight, and it's a whole lot easier to get them ready 3-0 than it is 0-4.
All right, we're about 5 minutes away from kickoff. Let's take a 60-second timeout, and we'll be back with the opening kick here tonight from Yost Stadium. It's the District 13 2A Division I opener. This is Cameron Yeoman Football on the Ranch.
Vicki Goza of Mark Burns Lewell Funeral Home talks about the celebration of life.
Let's remember that loved one, their life, about the way they lived and what they embraced. Funerals are really about life. Our attitude is we need to remember this person by celebrating the life that they lived.
Call Mark Burns Lewell Funeral Home anytime. Serving Central Texas families since 1908. 254-697-3661.
Head back to school this year in style with the Bling Box. Introducing new lines of teens and ladies fashion clothing, maxi dresses, lace and chiffon tunics, jeans, fashion boots, corkies, Gracie and yellow box shoes, and a new line of Sookie Sookie jewelry. The Bling Box carries fashion handbags, totes, belts, and accessories. Enjoy great summer and fall fashions at great prices at the Bling Box, downtown 111 North Central in Cameron. Follow the Bling Box on Facebook for a preview of new inventory arriving daily, and now on Twitter.
And good evening, and welcome back to Yost Stadium for this, start of a brand new season here tonight. You hear that all the time. I was listening to Coach radio shows one after another about high school football on ESPN and all these Central Texas radio stations, and it's the same talk. You hear it year in and year out. Throw whatever you've done away, learn from it. It's a brand new season.
Well, it is, and if you, coaches and players have to know one another. You have to have a good relationship and understand what kind of a season you've had going. Everybody says, all right, throw it out. You know, throw it out. We're all 0-0. Well, if I'm 3-0, I'm telling them that because I don't want them to be overconfident and I want them to be ready to play. If we were 0-4 coming in, and
you're telling them the same thing, but for a different reason.
Yeah, for an entirely different reason.
Exactly.
And both of us have our fingers crossed, hoping, you know, that what we said is going to work.
Well, the Yeoman making their way onto the field in their traditional home uniforms. They are wearing the silky gray pants with a little bit of maroon trim down around the knees. They've got maroon jerseys with white trim and white hats. The Salado Eagles in their red pants with a weird stripe.
Well,
That's all I can say. It's just a weird strike.
Well, it doesn't go up and down. It goes around. It goes around and makes it look like they're rather broad bottomed.
And they're white jerseys. Of course, they're red pants, white jerseys with red sleeves, red trim, and red hats. The Salado Eagles. First ever meeting between these two teams. Coach, only 45 miles away. That is really hard to believe.
Well, it is. I-35 and 190, not that far away. But when you start looking at where you've been aligned with district ball games and non-district ball games, you just never have, until they forced us to do it, we just never have looked that direction.
Teams are lined up along their respective sidelines for tonight's national anthem, which will be performed by the Yoh High School marching band. Beautiful night for football. The rains look like they may hold off for us here in Cameron tonight. Yoh High School marching band, tonight's national anthem. And might I add, the award-winning Yoh High School marching band under the direction of Stephen Moss. Always fun to watch halftime these days. Moments away from the opening kickoff here between the Cameron Yeoman and the Salado Eagles. It's the first ever of its kind right here at Yoh Stadium. Captains are about to meet at midfield. Captains for the Yeoman tonight are, let's see, Tyler Sapp. And I can't make any more numbers out. You got them circled? Oh, here we go. Tyler Sapp, Tyler Brajel, Dylan Riola, and Patrick Spells, your captains for tonight, supported by the entire Yeoman team behind them. And for the Salado Eagles, it is Marshall Mann, Ryan Simmons, looks like Stephen Civet, and Birdie's, there we go, 64.
Billy.
Yeah. Billy Golding. Coin toss at midfield brought to you tonight by Mark Burns Label Funeral Home in Cameron, serving Central Texas families since 1908. And the toss has happened. And
Cameron,
the Yeoman
have won it.
Have won the toss. And they will defer to the second half and will be defending the clock end zone here in the first quarter of play. And when they do have the ball, the Yeoman will be moving from our right to left or from west to east as Yoh Stadium lies. Back in 30 seconds with tonight's kickoff, this is Cameron Yeoman football on 105.1 The Ranch.
Personal injury, truck and automobile accidents, drunk driving. It's a fact. About 3 in every 10 Americans will be involved in alcohol-related traffic accidents at some point in their lives. The attorneys at Capolino, Dodd & Krebs, LLP, want you to know that victims of alcohol-related accidents are entitled by law to compensation. If a drunk driver has injured you or a loved one, visit respectforyou.com. Capolino, Dodd & Krebs, LLP. Never willing to...
Welcome back as we are just about to open up this District 13 2A Division 1 district race. The Cameron Yeoman come into tonight, Coach, undefeated in the past 2 years in district. Have not lost a game.
Well,
since November 6th, 2009.
And I told Rob, of course, this was back after our first ball game. I made the comment. I said, I don't see anybody going through this district undefeated. And I'm going to stick with that.
Are you?
Yeah, right now I'm going to stick with it.
Right now, huh?
Yeah.
Yeoman will travel to Academy next week and then host the Laga Vista what?
Vikings.
Here at Yeoman Stadium.
That's a big three-game stretch, too. McGregor, Laga Vista, and Troy.
Edgar Luna boots it away, coming to the near side at the 10-yard line. A handoff, a belly bump, another handoff, and right up the middle and open field to the 40. Brought down by Luna at the 42-yard line. Luna, the kicker, is the safety, and it's a good thing he was. A little razzle-dazzle by the Salado Eagles.
Well, they had men crisscrossing. Whoever caught the ball, they had guys going right and left coming by him, and he made a delayed handoff and had a good return.
So the Eagles will put it into play from their own 40-yard line after a 30-yard return. And they'll come with what's called, I think, bullets. That's the bullets. One man in backfield goes in motion, and it's an option. Actually, it's a lateral pass out to the right side. Breaking tackles, fumbles the ball, and the Yeoman, I believe, have fallen on it down at the 40-yard line. The ball popped loose at about the 50. Airborne for about 5 yards, rolled for another 3 or 4 yards, and the Yeoman have recovered at the 41-yard line. A pretty good lateral pass and run there. Looks like almost an option.
Well, and he almost broke it. It hadn't been for grabbing hold of his foot and holding on. And then the second man came in and the ball came loose.
So the Yeoman have it now, first and 10 from their own 41-yard line as Capriva is alone in the backfield, sending five wideouts, two to the near side, which is the wide side of the field. And Capriva will fake a hand. No, he does hand it off to Denio. Breaks a tackle in the backfield across the 45. Comes to the near sideline and dives across midfield for an 11-yard gain and a first and 10 for the Yeoman. Sheer strength in the backfield by Keaton Denio. And instead of a 2-yard loss, it's an 11-yard gain and a first down for the Yeoman. Again, Capriva alone in the backfield. Ball on the near hash mark now as the wide side of the field has three receivers. And a quick pass left side to Keaton Denio, but this time he is hammered way back at the Yo 47-yard line.
When one of your wide receivers is unable to make his block and that man comes slanting in and your ball carrier has his back to him, it's not going to be a pretty play.
Yeah, that was a loss of 6 yards. And it's second down and 16 now for the Yeoman. This time, Denio stands in the backfield with Capriva. There are twin receivers to both sides. Sheffield and Shelton are near side. Shelton streaking down the sideline, but Capriva's looking the other way and throws it up. It is caught by Sheffield at the 30, and he will take it in for the score. Touchdown, Yeoman. You know, Sheffield then, that ball was thrown in traffic. There were two receivers and two defenders. And Sheffield had the biggest lead on everybody, and he had to turn around and breadbasket that catch.
I think Cameron Wong, the defensive back, actually had a hand on that ball, and Colton just took it away from him.
And the Milam Auto CarQuest extra point coming up as Shelton holds for, is that Yvonne?
Yes.
Yes, it is. And it's up. And it's good. Michael Yvonne, that's a nice thing to hear, isn't it?
Yes, it is. Good to have him back.
Puts the point after through, and quickly the Yeoman turn a turnover into seven. It's 7-0 with 10:21 left in the first. We're back to Yo Stadium in a moment.
Are you or a loved one in need of home health care? Wondering if you qualify for home health services? Call Standards Home Health for a free in-home consultation to evaluate your situation and to select a home health professional to care for you and your needs. And Standards Home Health is covered 100% by Medicare and accepts TRICARE, Scott & White Health Plan, and most major insurances. So don't wait. Get the care you deserve. Call Standards Home Health at 1-888-671-7007, 1-888-671-7007.
Coach, reminiscing of 2 years ago, how quickly the Yeoman can put points on the board. And they turn a turnover, actually, into 7 points there on a 54-yard strike from Capriva to Sheffield.
Well, I'm going to tell you, Colton Sheffield just went up and took the ball away from the defensive halfback. The halfback was in good position to either break it up or make the interception, and he just took it flat, took it away from him, and went in to score.
Yeah, your Don's Paint and Body scoring drive, 3 plays and 59 yards. High, short kick, fumble.
Loose.
It's bounced around, and the Yeoman have recovered at the 34-yard line.
So much for that slow start, huh, Coach?
Yes, sir. I didn't know they were going to open the door.
They're holding it open.
I mean to tell you.
Come on in, fellas.
Well, do we have an official ruling that it's Yeoman ball?
Yeah.
I don't know that we do we?
I don't know what they're doing.
Yeah, the defense is on the field. I don't know. I don't know about that. They're going to... Well, now what are they doing? Going to re-kick? I'm not sure what's going on. I guess they're going to have to re-kick. Was there an offsides penalty or something?
I see no flag anywhere.
Well, apparently they blew the whistle inadvertently.
Yeah, I hear Birdie telling them.
Yeah.
Shaming them about that. So they're going to re-kick it because of that?
Normally on an inadvertent whistle, you'd think they'd just go ahead and give the ball to Salado at that spot.
And we thought the NFL had their problems.
Now, Coach.
Man. I mean, that doesn't make any sense at all.
Yeah, well, we're lining up for another kick from the same yard line, the 40. So this is a redo.
Well, Sapp says they blew the whistle before the ball even landed. Wow.
So they re-kick. That's a first. Edgar Luna tees it up once again. And another high, short kick. And this one is going to be fair caught at the 25-yard line. And that's where the Eagles will have it first and 10.
That's one of the strangest things I've seen in quite a while. Blow the whistle before the guy even fumbles the ball. Or even catches the ball.
First and 10 for the Eagles now from their own 24-yard line. Ryan Simmons, the quarterback, has a back to each side. We call that bullets. Twins to the right side. The handoff is over the right tackle. And fighting for yardage. He's got 10, 11 yards, and finally down at the 35-yard line. That was, I think, Clayton Cole.
That's Clayton Cole.
One
correct.
Of the linebackers who sharing time on offense as a running back.
Yeah, he starts both ways.
I think I talked to his uncle this afternoon in Temple. Again, a back to each side of Simmons. Twin receivers wide to the right. One man near side. And this time, Simmons will keep it. And somehow he squirts into the secondary, and he's off to the races. Run down by Samari Wright all the way down to the 22-yard line. I tell you, Samari had to put the afterburners on to catch Simmons, too.
Yes, he did.
You had that up yet?
42 yards.
42-yard run by the quarterback, Simmons. Now he's got a back flank to his left in the backfield with Twins to the right side, and he wants to throw, and now he's going to keep it on a draw. Comes around to the near side, He is spun down. No, he stays on his feet, fighting for yardage down to the 11-yard line. Edgar Luna had a shot at him. Tyler Sapp was there with a shirt tail or a handful of shirt, but couldn't bring him down. And Simmons gets up, picks up another first down. It's first and 10 from the 11-yard line.
Well, I don't know if that's real fine running or poor tackling. We'll have to wait and see how it goes in the ball game, but they had a shot at him.
This time the bullet formation again. Back to each side of Simmons in the backfield with twin receivers wide to the right side. And Simmons will fumble the handoff. And it looks like the yeoman, Josh Smitherman, comes up with the turnover at the 14-yard line. Well, that's what you get into sometimes, Coach, with that read play. The quarterback's trying to make a decision on whether to hand it off or pull it in and keep it himself. And, you know, if you think just a little bit too long in a situation like that, that's what happens.
That's exactly right.
So the second turnover of the night, and the Yeomen have it first and 10 at their own 15-yard line. 8:55 left here in the first quarter. Yeoman lead it 7-0. Trip receivers wide to the left. Yeoman again working away from the clock end zone. Capriva wants to throw. Rolls left, throws on the run. In and out of the hands of Sheffield at the far sideline up around the 25-yard line.
Got a flag back here.
I believe he was out of bounds anyhow.
Flag looks like it's going to go against the Yeoman. Holding is the penalty. Half the distance to the goal from the 15. That'll go to the 7.5-yard line where it'll be first down.
They may decline it.
They did.
They did decline it. Would you have declined that?
I don't know Salado's defense.
Twins go to both sides now. Ball dead between the hash marks at the 15-yard line. Second down and 10 for the Yeoman. Capriva hands off to Denio. Squirts up the middle in, across the 20 up to about the 23-yard line. That's about eight yards. And it's third down and 2 for the Yeoman. Yeoman lead it 7-0. Quick three-play scoring drive. 54-yard connection from Capriva to Shelton, the keeper on that drive. Third and 2. Capriva wants to throw. Looking and caught by Colton Shelton, who had to make an adjustment up around the 38-yard line and come back for the ball. Did that very nicely, and that moves the chains for the Yeoman. .8:07 remaining in the first quarter. Seems like a lot's happened in the first 4 minutes of this game. Twins to the far side. Shelton alone wide near side. That is Trips wide to the left. And Capriva with Denio in the backfield drops straight back. Quick pass on the bubble screen to left side. It's caught by Aaron Sims. He's into the secondary and just tripped up across midfield and stumbles down to the Salado 49-yard line. 14-yard pickup on the connection from Capriva to Sims, and Sims hobbles off. That was an ankle tackle, and apparently it was a little painful for Sims. He's spelled in the lineup as Twins go to both sides for the Yeoman. And Denial gets the handoff right up the gut for a couple of yards. Kept his feet moving on top of the pile and picked up two more. Down to the 43-yard line where it's second down and 6 after a 4-yard gain by Denio. Five receivers line up now as Capriva is alone in the backfield. Salado showing blitz. Capriva drops straight back, and he hits Shelton across the middle on a diving catch at the 30, the 29-yard line.
Well, I'm going to tell you what. Salado is gambling. They're playing all kinds of fronts, and that time they had everybody in the secondary within 5 yards of the line of scrimmage. And if that had not been a low pass, he'd have been gone all the way. They can't afford that, leave center field wide open, not with the speed the Yeomen have.
Twin receivers to both sides now as Denial lines up in the slot. He will take the handoff around the left side. He turns the corner across the 25, 20. He's down the sideline. And he's out of bounds, short of the touchdown.
There's a flag back at about the 23.
Well, that's not good.
No, I think it's going to be on the...
And Denio comes hobbling off as he will be spelled by Jawan Anderson.
Well, heck of a dive, though.
Wasn't it? But this one's going against the Yeoman from the 23. It will be marked back to the 33-yard line, holding against the Yeoman. And it's first down and 14 now, 15.
Right. That's one of those plays where it starts inside and gets way outside, and out the receiver out there has got to maintain that block for a long time, and evidently he was caught holding.
Trips come to the near side for the Yeoman. Shuffield alone wide to the left side. Capriva wants to throw, looking for Shuffield on a slant pattern or a bubble screen again, and this one was broken up, and it's second down and 15.
Well, right this minute, Salado is just gambling. They're gambling. We're bringing the secondary up. They're bringing them. They're running people into the line and back out of the line. But every time they have gambled like that, there's nobody in center field, and we're going to haul off and fake a short one here in a minute and hit the bomb.
Feltz, Christie, and Shelton wide to the right side, Shuffield wide left, and Jawan Anderson in the backfield with Capriva. On a second down and 15 from the 34-yard line, Capriva dropping straight back. Now flushed out of the pocket to the left side, throws on the run. It's caught at the line of scrimmage and out of bounds with momentum for no gain. That was Feltz on the catch, but his momentum carried him out of bounds. At the down marker for no gain.
A little change on that offensive line as Luna comes in at right guard. Also, Brandon Vargas did not get the start tonight at left tackle. Denzel Haynes has his spot on that side.
Third down and 15 from the 34. And Capriva dropping straight back again. Big rush, screen pass, and it's caught by Jawan Anderson out of the backfield. He's across the far sideline, down inside the 25 to the 20-yard line. A gain of 20 at a first and 10 inside the Mullers Discount Center red zone at the 15. Birdie says officially 18 yards. What'd you say?
20.
I like yours better.
I do too.
It was probably 19. From the 15-yard line, first and 10 for the Yeoman. Leading 7-0, trying to add to it. And a reverse around the left side to Austin
Christie.
And he is fighting for yardage. Boy, he's got some quick feet. Inside the 10, he dives to the 7-yard line.
He ran a long way for those yards.
Yes, he did.
Ran around on that reverse and then came back across the field.
And got 8 yards.
Yeah. 50-yard run to get 8.
Again, it is Feltz, Christie, and Shelton wide to the near side of the field, which is the wide side of the field. Second down and 2 from about the 7. You got it.
Here's a handoff to Anderson, and Jawan lost the ball. Or are they going to rule he's down? I think, nope, they're going to give it to Salado.
Well, they were trying to strip it. The first guy had him down. The second one was coming in to strip it, and they were successful.
And they did. Well, one of the areas talking to Coach Rhodes this morning, the giveaway takeaway ratio, and you were up 2-0, and now that's not so much the case.
Well, that turnover negated an 11-yard drive that started back at the Yo 15-yard line, and it fizzles with the turnover down 8-yard line. This time Simmons has a back to his left and sends three wide receivers out to the right side. And now the back, Cole, will line up as a wide receiver on the near side. It's more like a slot receiver. And now a man in motion from the far side. He'll get the handoff around the near side. But the Yo defense is there. Samari Wright snuffed that out for no gain.
Trey Moeller getting the ball on that jet sweep. And Samari was reading that all the way.
Clock ticking with 4.5 minutes left here in the first quarter. The Yeoman score quickly after a turnover in Salado's opening play of the open drive of this game. And that's the only score so far. This time Cole goes wide to the right. That sets up four receivers out there. And Simmons wants to throw to the right. Oh, almost intercepted. That was
Josh, yes.
Oh, my gosh. He'll have nightmares about that.
Score update from that Lago Vista Troy game. Lago's up 7-0 early in that one.
Well, it is third down and 9 now from the Salado 9-yard line.
You don't think Jacob will make any comment about that?
No, probably not. No, there won't be anything said about that.
Until after the game's over.
That was 6 points right there, about a 10-yard trot the other way. Third down and 9. Simmons rolls to his right, back in the end zone, and he throws on the run, and he dumps it away.
Well, he got rid of that ball.
There was absolutely nobody there. And it's 4th and 9, and the punting unit comes on. So the turnover might have just delayed the inevitable for the Yo offense. As Feltz and Sapp are back to return the punt from Simmons, who is kind of a Mr. Everything. Only standing about 10 yards deep. And whistles before the snap.
I think they ran out of time.
I believe they did.
Play clock, timeout was called before the play clock ticked down. So we've got a timeout as here on the field. The Cameron Yeoman lead at 7-0 and should come out in good field position when we return. You're listening to Cameron Yeoman Football on 105.1 The Ranch.
A strong banking relationship is a valuable asset. A banking relationship, like any other, is based on trust. Trust is built over time. The more of the bank's services you use, the more the bank gets to know you. As you manage your accounts responsibly and pay off your loans on time, the trust grows. In times like these, it's good to know you've got a strong bank behind you. Citizens National Bank, member FDIC, rated one of the nation's strongest banks. Equal housing lender, all loans subject to credit approval.
It is 4th and 9 for the Eagles from their own 9-yard line, so punter Simmons will be standing in his end zone for the deep snap as Feltz and Sapp stand inside the Salado 40.
They're not over 30 yards deep, so they're not anticipating a long punt.
Obviously. And here we go, the snap. Edgar Luna almost got a hand on it. It will be fielded by Feltz at about the 47-yard line, but he goes backwards trying to get to the edge and can't get around and is tackled at midfield by Josh Robinson. A great open field one-on-one tackle, and the Yeoman are 50 yards away.
Well, the nice thing about that play for the Salado youngster is the fact that he was able to get in position to where no one could block on him. If they had, it had been a block in the back, and he was still able to make the tackle. So it was a fine play by Salado.
Edgar asking the official how close he got to that ball. Pretty close.
First and 10 for the Yeoman from midfield now. as Sapp is in at wide receiver. He'll go wide to the left along with Christie and Sheffield wide to the near side. As Capriva dropping back, looking left, and he hits Christie on the bubble screen. Coming to the near side, breaking tackles. He's across the 40 to the 35 and is spun down at the 32-yard line. Austin Christie is exciting to watch after he catches the ball.
All 5-5 of it.
Yeah.
I mean, he just runs so hard, and those feet are moving. That's a heck of a run.
19 yards on the catch and run by Christie.
I believe I might actually be bigger than him.
In which way? You mean taller?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
There too.
Twins wide to the left. One man wide to the right side, and it's an option play as Capriva tosses out to Denio, breaks a tackle, and then runs clean over one defender and dives inside the 20 to the 18-yard line. And number seven, Davis Little, he's going to have to go to the sidelines and find some direction.
Oh, my goodness.
That
brain
was
wreck.
Brutal.
Keene just lowered his head and ran all over all of him.
Yeah. Inside the Meleyers Discount Center red zone. This time, let's see if the Yeoman can punch it on in from the 17. It's first and 10. Twin receivers to both sides. Capriva hands off again to Denio. Cuts upfield near sideline. Breaks a tackle. And knee down at the 9-yard line. A gain of 8. And it's
nice block on that outside. You know, we were talking about the receivers holding earlier on that play on the far side on the big game.
Right.
Zach Belts with a great block down here that time.
All right, we'll take it down to you, Rob. Second down and 8.
From the 9-yard line.
Second and 2, that is.
Pratt, wide right. 3 men, wide left. That is Sapp along with Feltz and Christie. Denio in the backfield. Out of the gun. Dropping back, looking left. Capriva flush, now throws on the run. That ball is caught by Sapp on the far sideline down at the 4-yard line. Now they're going to spot it right outside the 5, but he did pick up the first down, so it'll be first and goal down here inside the Meleyers Discount Center red zone. 3 men go wide right this time with Feltz, Christie, and Pratt. Sapp, the lone receiver to the left. Denio stands to the left of Capriva. Out of the gun, first and goal. Here's a handoff. Capriva running right through a hole, bangs in, spins in. Touchdown, Yeoman.
Keaton Denio with the 5-yard run. And that caps off a 5-play drive that goes 50 yards for the Yeoman, capped by that 5-yard touchdown run by Keaton Denio, who did most of the work on that drive. And there's your Don's Paint and Body scoring drive as the Milam Auto CarQuest extra point coming up. Michael Ebon, 1-for-1 on the year as Shelton will hold. And Ebon hits the upright and goes through. And the Yeoman go up 14-0 with 2:01 left in the first quarter of play. You're listening to Cameron Yeoman Football on the Range.
Denio's Furniture, Flooring, and Fireplaces offers the best selection on name-brand furniture like Lazy Boy Recliners, Sofas and Love Seats, Simmons Mattresses, Mohawk and Shaw Flooring, and Fireplace Extraordinaire Fireplaces. If you haven't been to Denio's lately, visit their showroom on Highway 77, 1 mile north of Cameron. New inventory arriving daily. Denio's, your best choice for furniture and flooring in Milam County. Denio's Furniture, Flooring and Fireplaces. Proud to support Yeoman Athletics, a winning tradition.
Tonight's first quarter is being brought to you by Benton Watson, your Farm Bureau insurance agent. For all of your insurance needs, call 697-6488. 2:01 left in the first quarter, 14-0. Yeoman over the Salado Eagles, and Coach, you were mentioning, got to give a little love to that offensive line, who is dominating the line of scrimmage tonight. Are you in a zone? You're in a zone.
I'm in a zone. I'm just sitting and listening to you.
No, you didn't hear a word I said.
Uh-huh. You said give them credit for the offensive line. I did hear that.
Close.
But they have been doing a great job, and because they've been getting lots of different looks.
Edgar Luna tees it up. This one's a line drive deep kick fielded at the 9-yard line. And it's going to be handed off and handed off again and brought down at the 23-yard line. The flag back at the Yo 40-yard line, which indicates offsides.
So they'll mark it down right here, add 5 yards, and we'll play ball.
Tackled at the 24-yard line, so the Eagles will more than likely start this drive at their own 29.
Well, I'll say this for the Eagles on their kickoff return team. I was looking out there, and I don't believe there's anybody over 175 pounds on their kickoff return team. So they're doing all kinds of running trickery going right and left because they don't have anybody big enough to just make a wedge and go up the field.
Well, one positive is that the defense should be well rested. A couple of fairly long drives in the first quarter by the Yo offense. A couple of quick turnovers by the Yo defense. And they hadn't really been on the field that long.
No, they haven't.
Score update from Troy. Lago Vista now leading that game in the first quarter, 14-0.
Well, we're trying to keep pace with the Vikings here. It's 14-0. Salado with the ball. Twins to both sides from their own 34. Thrilled on probably a free play, but it's uncatchable out of bounds. At about the 45-yard line. But Simmons probably recognized that and said, what the heck, let's take a chance.
That's right. And this is one place that the Cameron Yeomen really need to improve from the non-district schedule because we had way, way too many penalties in those first three ball games.
A free down, a 5-yard pass, and that is a 5-yard free pass. And it's first down and 5 now for the Eagles as they send twin receivers to the right side. That is Brandon Womack and I believe Antone Rory. Twins come to the near side as well. Ball is on the near hash mark. Simmons has one man to his side. He'll roll to his right. He is hammered as he releases the ball. It's incomplete. Edgar Luna welcomes Simmons to Yo Field. And it's second down and 5.
That'll teach you to throw it late.
.141 left here in the Farm Bureau. First quarter of play. 14-0 Yeoman. Now backs to each side of Simmons in the backfield from the gun with twin wide receivers to the wide side of the field. And a handoff coming no. Simmons will keep it. And he is spun down. There is a fumble on the play up around the first down marker.
I got it back. Simmons somehow managed to wrestle that football back.
Well, he'll pick up the first down, an 11-yard gain by Simmons up to near the Salado 40-yard line.
Officially, that's a third fumble, but they've actually fumbled 4 times in the first quarter.
Correct.
Trip receivers wide right, twins near side, Simmons alone in the backfield. First and 10 from the Salado 40. Simmons looks right. And throws incomplete. Nobody really there except Colton Leiby up around midfield. I think the intended receiver was Brandon Womack.
Yeah, I think number 24 on the curl pattern was probably who he was trying to go to and just misfired.
Second down and 10 now from just inside the Salado 40. Twins wide to the right. One man to the near side is Davis Little, the victim of Keaton Denio earlier, but is back in the game. And now we have a timeout called by the Salado Eagles. It's their second timeout of the half, and we'll take a break with them. 109 left in the first quarter. 14-0 Yeoman. We're back to Yo Stadium in a moment.
I'm Jason Donalek from Edco Development. Sure, someone working out of the back of their truck can always offer you a cheaper price, but sometimes they're kind of hard to find after the job is done. Remember, Edco Development has been there for you for more than 25 years, offering quality roofing, remodeling, new construction, and more. Call us first, 254-697-2186. 697-2186.
Welcome back to Yo Stadium. The Salado Eagles with their second timeout of the half. 109 left in the first quarter. As we get back to play, it's second down and 10 from just inside the Salado 40-yard line. Wide to the left side comes Davis Little. Twins go wide right. And a back at each side of Simmons in the backfield. And Simmons will hand off around the right side. Down by Josh Smitherman. Samari Wright also there. A loss of 2 yards. And it's third and 12. Twins go to both sides now for the Eagles. Third down and 12. The Yeoman will be offsides again. Another free play. And off the fingertips of the intended receiver down the Salado sideline, Marshall Mann. But this one will come back as the Yeoman were caught offsides once again. And, Coach, that's right around the football. It's the interior defensive line there that you used to say you have no excuse for that.
Absolutely not. That was the right defensive end. There was no movement or anything on the defense. He just tried to anticipate the count and guessed wrong.
Third down and 7 now after the penalty is marked off. Twins go to both sides for Simmons. Cole is in the backfield with him as he will pull up and check the sidelines for a play. They need just inside.
Play clock's going to run out.
The 50, it did run out, and there is the delay of game that will move the ball back to third and 12.
Well, it's either going to be the delay or the right tackle saw the play clock, and he started to move.
All right, third and 12, right back to where we started from. And again, the formation is twins to both sides. Now Cole comes out of the backfield, lines up wide left as well. And Simmons looking over the middle. This one is in no man's land. Tyler Sapp tried to go up for it. Wasn't tall enough.
Well, I do. I'm like you. I have no idea who he was going to because there was no one. Unless that ball slipped out of his hand, there was no one in that area.
Adam Carranza too deep to catch it, Sapp too shallow to catch it, and there just wasn't anybody in between. So it's fourth down and 12 now, and they line up to go for it right here from their own 38-yard line. Maybe a quick kick. Simmons will quick kick it, and he gets a good end over end. Strong kick, but it sails out of bounds. We'll see where they mark it. As the official walks up to the 20, the 21, the 22, and that's where they will put it into play. First and 10 for the Yeoman from their own 22-yard line. A seven-play drive stalls for Salado.
32.
Oh, the 22. The 32. You know, at least we have numbers tonight.
Yeah, we do have numbers, yes. We got to brag about that.
At halftime, I'll break you guys up. At halftime, we'll be drawing a name from our Rattlers Convenience Store touchdown quarter registration box. Draw a name. Yeoman score a touchdown in the third quarter. You win $50 gas card.
Pretty sweet.
Y'all okay now?
Yes, sir.
Okay.
Trips to the near side. You think I argue with this guy?
No.
No, I never have. I never will. Capriva wants to throw long down the far sideline. just a bit too tall for Colton Sheffield down around the Yoth, the Salado 35.
And he had two or three strides on that defensive back.
Yes, he did. 35. That was in the air probably 50 yards from where Caprivo threw it.
You agree with that, Coach? 50 yards?
Close.
Second down and 10 for the Yeoman. From their own 32, Twins go to both sides as Caprivo will take the snap. He'll hand off to DeNio. Stiff arms, comes to the outside, picks up a block by Feltz, breaks a tackle at the 33, another at the 35, and is spun out of bounds at the 42-yard line for a gain of 11 and a first down for the Yeoman. Pretty nifty running by Keaton DeNio. And the ball spotted at the Yo 42 now, first and 10. 9 seconds remaining here in the Farm Bureau Benton Watson first quarter. Sims and Shelton wide near side. Feltz and Sheffield wide left side. As Caprivo will quick pass it. Almost behind Sims, but Sims was hit as the ball arrived, and it goes incomplete.
That pass was a little hard for that distance.
Got you another update from Troy. The Lago Vista Vikings scoring quick and often, 21 to nothing on a 77-yard run.
We're not keeping pace.
No.
What is that matchup? 2 weeks? Is it 2 weeks?
In 2 weeks, right here at Yo Field. Second down and 10 for the Yeoman. And Caprivo wants to throw, breaks a tackle in the backfields, and now there is a flag for probably holding as Caprivo will be sacked all the way back at the 35-yard line.
I can guarantee you
they'll decline this one. 7-yard loss. It'll be third down and 17. The penalty is declined. And that'll end our first quarter of play. When we come back, the Yeoman will have it, but it's third and long. At 14 to nothing, the Yeoman lead it. We're back with second quarter action in a moment. You're listening to Cameron Yeoman Football on the Ranch.
Cameron Tire Store, your hometown Michelin dealer, offers a wide variety of Michelin tires that you can depend on. Cameron Tire Store provides new Michelin brand tires, wheel alignment, tire repairs, and oil changes too. Stop in and visit the friendly staff at Cameron Tire Store to find the right Michelin brand tires for your vehicle today. Cameron Tire Store, your hometown Michelin dealer, 1407 North Travis in Cameron. Open Monday through Friday, 7 to 5, and Saturday, 7 to noon.
Rattler's Convenience Store is friendly, clean, and Texan. And they're proud to be a part of Central Texas High School football coverage on KMIL 105.1 The Ranch. Cool off with their great line of fountain drinks, ready-made pizzas in their deli, and, of course, everything else you need on the go. Proud to stand behind everything high school football represents. Rattler's Convenience Store, powering you on your way to the games this high school football season. Rattler's Convenience Store, 4th and Travis and Cameron.
Hey, don't forget our Stanley Lynn Autoplex Friday night finals coming your way 10:30 till midnight tonight. We'll get you updated with some scores at halftime as well during our Germania halftime report. Right now it's the start of the second quarter. 14 to nothing, Yeoman lead it, and they have the ball at their own 35-yard line, third down and 17.
Well, as I mentioned earlier, that's the sixth penalty in the first quarter against the Cameron Yeoman. Two of those have been 10-yarders that were declined. So they're going to have to cut out these penalties. Like I said, the post-game, the pre-district, we had way too many penalties in the first three ball games, and now here we are starting off getting a bunch again. You get against Lago Vista and some of these other folks, you can't afford to do that.
That's not a good pace.
No.
Third down and 17. And now it looks like the coaches wanted a different play. Looked like Coach Rhodes was going to take off there in a minute. Capriva dropping straight back and now throws long downfield. Sheffield has a step, makes the catch, and they're calling him out of bounds. Oh, it looked like he had a foot in bounds. What a beautiful catch at the 35-yard line. But the official had the eye on it and said he was out of bounds. So for the first time tonight, the punting crew is on the field for the Yeoman. Back deep to receive the punt is Davis Little and Brandon Womack. As Capriva stands at about his 23, takes the snap. Low line drive end over end, bounces once, bounces twice, keeps rolling down inside the 30 to the 27-yard line. Well, there's no hang time whatsoever, but there's no return either.
That's correct.
38 yards on the punt by Capriva. And the Eagles will have it first and 10 from their own 27-yard line. As we get underway here in the second quarter of play, 14 to nothing, the Yeoman in the lead in this first ever game between these two teams. Simmons will take the snap, bobble it, picks it up, hammer to the backfield, fumble, and the Yeoman have recovered.
The snap from center hit him right on top of the shoes, and as he was trying to pick it up, he never had a prayer.
They're going to rule him down.
They're going to rule him down.
Wow.
Well, why don't you go back and run the play again?
But it was a loss of 5 yards on the play. Second down and 15. As the Eagles will spread out the field with wide receiver, Simmons throws a quick pass over the left side to Little, who makes the catch and gets up to about the 25-yard line. Gets the loss yardage back, almost. Third down and 12. Little now comes to the near side, along with Cameron Wong. We got a slot left, no, a slot right, a wing left, and a back in the backfield with Simmons and flags.
Time
ran out on him.
Clock expires before the snap, and it's third down and 17 for the Eagles. Kind of a sloppy, feel like a sloppy game.
Yeah.
A lot of turnovers, a lot of penalties. Again, Little and Wong wide to the right. Same formation with a wing left, slot right. And Simmons wants to throw deep down the middle of the field, and it's almost intercepted by Tyler Sapp. And it's fourth down and 17, and the punting unit for the Eagles will come out.
I seriously don't, right this minute, I get the feeling that Salado does not exactly know what they want to do with the football. They've had some success running the ball. Of course, they've had a penalty or two, but when they go to throwing the ball, they're just not very effective at all. And so I'm looking forward. I'm thinking they're going to come back and start just running the football to Cameron Yeoman.
Simmons to do the punting chores. By far, the Eagles will take their final timeout of the half.
See we'll what
break,
I mean?
We'll
this is the third them. Timeout. They've had two delay of the games. Their passes haven't been anywhere near some of the receivers. Right this minute, they're just completely off. Their timing is all off. I'm not sure they know what they want to do.
And the most success we've seen them have tonight is when Simmons takes the ball and runs it himself.
That's right.
Probably the leading rusher on the night for the Eagles.
Yeah, he's got 50 yards on five carries.
And that's about their success so far offensively. Back out on the field now, both teams. 9:58 left in the half, 14-0 Yeoman. Fourth down and 17 for the Eagles from their own 20-yard line, 21-yard line. Sapp will be back to receive the punt. And it's a high punt that will be fair caught at the Yo 47-yard line. So a three and out for the Yo defense as Salado punts it away. And the Yo offense back on the field. Kind of a balmy night tonight. Waiting for that bit of rain coming our way tomorrow. Possibly some cooler temperatures.
Yay.
Yeah.
Leave that when you see it.
Yeah. Trips to the wide, the right side. Sheffield alone wide to the near side for the Omen. And the handoff is to Keaton Denio. Stiff arms and bounces outside, but then he lowers his head and sneaks across the line of scrimmage for a gain of two.
Now that's one thing that Salado has done well tonight is just forcing everything wide and keeping it going wide. they've been very effective doing that, but Keaton Denial is liable to break one here in a minute because that secondary is coming up awfully fast.
Second down and eight for the Yeoman. Twin receivers both sides. As Capriva will take the snap, two steps back, drills one over the middle. It is caught. Colton Shelton goes down to the ankles and makes the catch and is wrestled down at the 38-yard line of the Eagles, a first and 10.
Well, that play's been there all night.
Gain of 12. 12-yard catch and run by Colton Shelton. And the Yeomen are working inside of Eagle territory now at their own 39-yard line. Sheffield, Christie, and Sims wide to the near side. And the handoff is to Keaton Denio over left guard, and he breaks a shirt-tail tackle and spins a 360 down inside the 35 to the 34-yard line, a gain of five.
Well, they had hold of him in the backfield. I mean, they had a good hold of him, and he twisted loose. Strong runner.
Second down and five for the Yeoman. Our Germania halftime report coming up. We'll get you caught up on some scores from around Central Texas. And some first half numbers from this one here tonight. Twins to both sides. Second and five for the Yeoman. Capriva again hands off. No, this time he keeps it. He'll lose yardage. I don't know if that was a read play. If it was, it wasn't read very well.
No, he should have given off on that one.
A loss of three, and it's back to third and